If it's Sunday, November 7th, this is Community Perspective, brought to you live on WLUW 88.7, Independent Community Radio. Community Perspective is a live forum for the discussion of issues for and by the community. And now your host, Leroy Marshall Bomberg.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Community's Perspective, a live discussion forum at home in the Windy City of Chicago at the campus of Loyola University. My name is Leroy Marshall Bomberg, and tonight we will be discussing this week's political quandaries. On the program this evening, we will be speaking with retired Colonel Curtis Zagnutz.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colonel Zagnutz served in the U.S. Marines from 1960 to 1988. He was a member of the Special Forces, participating in the Bay of Pigs and two tours in Vietnam. Colonel Zagnutz is now living in Rockport, Iowa, and is twice divorced. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for including that fact about my divorce.
Also on this on the program this evening, we will be speaking with Jonathan Buzz Reinhold. Buzz is a pollster and political scientist at the Champaign State University, where he is the Robert Scoop Jackson Fellow for the Press and Public Opinion. Thank you for joining us this evening.
It's a pleasure to be here, Leroy.
And finally, we'll be speaking with Johnny Montana, a local AM talk show host and former columnist for George Magazine. Mr. Montana also is a Bellows Prize winner.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Leroy. It's just a pleasure.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi.
As most of you probably already know, Tuesday's election ended with a victory for George W. Bush. My first question to you, gentlemen, is, have the terrorists won? And I will be directing this question to Johnny Montana.
One of the things that Johnny Montana really believes, that this whole question about terrorism, it all becomes a bit of bipartisan hackery, because it's not really about if the terrorists won. We're not actually talking about terrorism. We're talking about the looming fear of terrorism, which you could say is part of the terrorists and is part of the terrorism, but we are also saying that they aren't really fighting anything. We are fighting them more than they are fighting us. And within this election, both campaigns have tried to use terrorism as a card and trying to play it to either put fear into the minds of these American people or to put fear in the minds of these American people in a different way. So the question that I have, and maybe Buzz, you can back me up with some data here, does anyone care if the terrorists have won anymore? Is it even a question that should be talked about? You follow me, Buzz?
Well, Johnny, of course I do. I think that it's still relevant to Al-Qaeda whether or not they've won or not. And if I could just take a second to once again thank Leroy for having us on this just excellent and entertaining program.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, John, could you repeat the question one more time?
I'm asking, basically, does anyone care if the terrorists are winning? Or is it just bipartisan hackery that is being used by both campaigns?
Well, I don't think it's bipartisan hackery, so to speak. I'm not quite sure, though, that I think what the people really cared about and what my data indicates is that they really cared about morals, moral values, because people want to be safe, but they also want to make sure that marriage is safe.
And personally, I see this question about terror and terrorism as a way for our wonderful president, George W. Bush, to get his tax cut plan through Congress, because if everyone's worrying about Al-Qaeda, about gay marriage, he'll end up putting a flat tax on us all, and who knows what's going to happen then. That means that 98% of the government's money is going to be coming from middle and lower income people and not from the top 2%.
Well, that's something I would definitely agree with.
Well, I'd just like to introduce the military perspective here, gentlemen. I personally take a great deal of offense to Mr. Montana's frame of reference here, because from my perspective in the military, what really matters with these terrorists is that you just keep killing, and you keep pounding, you keep hitting them, and, you know, they don't know what's going on, okay? They don't care about tax cuts or exit polls or any of that kind of nonsense. All they care is about when a big bomb drops on their house and leaves it in a little bitty bits, you know? That sends a message. And that's why I say George W. Bush has definitely got these people scared. They don't like it.
But what about the innocent civilians?
Well, you know, if they were so innocent, they wouldn't be in Iraq right now, okay? They'd be in Mexico or France or Italy or somewhere where people love freedom.
And this
and
is
they
something
don't, cover that, their faces up.
And this is something that I just have to disagree
like
with you. And almost frankly, I just dismiss all this because you're taking these words about terrorism and putting them within the frame of reference of Iraq. And there, of course, has been no direct link between Iraq and terror. There's been reports filed almost every other day. Now, Chicago, I know that you're hearing Johnny Montana on this point. I know that you can hear me. But the question becomes, what do you do then?
I don't think that's very funny. Sir.
I think that we should. I think we should talk about the high voter turnout.
So issues of foreign policy, terrorism, as well as the challenge that this country affects, and the control and the conflict and the confidence issues that it's also surrounding means nothing. It's just as long as we get people out to the polls.
I think the most important thing is as we spread jobs as our companies go more and more overseas and use foreign help that's much cheaper than American help, we need to build the economy in different ways. And one of the ways you do that is with the military spending. You turn the economy instead from 50% military to something like 80 or 90%, then you don't have to worry about issues like outsourcing and job creation because you create the jobs by basically turning the government into a giant source of military power. That's right.
First, I want to
apologize. I have to disagree with you on that point, sir.
Well, that's your right, but I don't have to like it, and I can always have you killed later, too.
First, I want to apologize for either publicly or privately calling you a complete moron, Colonel Zagnuts, because
oh,
I know
you
that
much. It's very nice of you.
I know that in your heart of hearts, you're just looking for what's good in America, for the courage that it's taken you for all these years to be a part of all these useless
Actually,
wars.
My heart is my least
But the truth of the
zone.
Matter is that you are not making any sense. If we put 90% of the U.S. resources into the wonderful, wonderful world of war machines, then
yes.
even the most environmentally conservative individual around there is going to blow a gasket. They're not going to be able to do what they need to do in their daily lives.
Yes, you mean like fornicate with the same-sex partners is what this John Kerry fellow is all about, and that's why I'm glad he lost, I'm telling you. But, it, you know, it's kind of embarrassing for me to talk about this even, because I just like to focus on good American values.
I'm sorry.
Like men
just,
having sex with their wives.
If I could just...
And not aborting their fetuses.
Ask a question
at the drop
to, the
of
whole,
a hat.
To the whole group.
Does, I don't abort fetuses. I
does
never
anybody
have.
Know what this guy what this guy's talking about?
I'm talking about abortion. It's a sin against God and the country.
I honestly cannot tell you what this man is talking about.
That's right. Carry the fetus to term. That's what I say.
I believe
can we,
that.
Can we please get back to the subject of terrorism?
Fetal transplants?
Oh. Terrorism.
Stem cell? Okay. Terrorism, yes.
I'm sorry, but it seems to me that Colonel Zagnuts is trying to make... saying that fetal transplants will somehow make us safer from terrorism.
That's not what I said at all.
Is it not what you said?
No, what I had the idea of was using fetuses in the terrorists. We would basically capture the terrorists and implant poison fetuses inside of the women terrorists and then reintroduce them.
Excuse me, sir, where would you get these poison fetuses?
Well, we would genetically have them engineered and reintroduce them back into their terrorist habitats where they would produce, offspring.
Have you ever seen a terrorist
that are diseased?
Let me get this straight, sir. Have you ever seen a fetus?
You're against abortion, but you're for engineering fetuses to poison the female terrorists.
I'll tell you something. I don't get mixed up in these fancy academic moral issues and intellectual discussions. All I say is there's winners and losers, and America has no choice but to be a winner. And if we're going to be a loser, then that's the fate of the terrorists.
Excuse me, Colonel Zagnuts, one thing that I think would save America more than anything else is to make sure that people like you don't reproduce, because it's people like you that are spreading these unfounded, unrational ideas about morality, about...
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Montana.
Wars, about
it's people
anything.
People like me that made this country. We killed the Indians. We made it safe for slavery. We made it safe for interstate highways. We made it safe for Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's, okay? That's what I say to you.
Sir, Colonel Zagnuts.
Why is he making those crazy sounds?
Mr. Montana, please compose yourself.
I hate to disagree with you, but you're not.
You
what
hate
made
to disagree
this,
with me.
What made this country. But I do have to say, you're really cracking me up. I think that you should take the spot and replace Craig Kilborn.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good one. Okay.
So, on to the next topic, I suppose. How does the re-election of George W. Bush affect freedom? And I'm going to direct this to Buzz.
Buzz.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Leroy. Unfortunately, we at this time don't really know how this election is going to affect freedom, because... you know, all of us after the 2000 election said that because of how close it was that George W. Bush was going to have to, you know, run and govern from the center, and he didn't do that. We all thought that if there was a high turnout, then John Kerry would win. That didn't happen. So frankly, and all of my data concurs, we don't know.
Johnny Montana's going to jump in here for a second and say one thing. Freedom is one of those values that every American shares. Freedom is something that no president can take away unless he tries really, really hard. And I think that that is the place where we're getting ourselves into right now, because we're not the fair elections that happened haven't really helped to empower the people of America. It has only helped to divide it. It hasn't been an incentive for families to get out there and work. It hasn't even gone to one of the key points within the election that everyone forgot, which was Social Security, because that is the freedom that is truly going to have us all rocking it out into the new year.
Sir,
but
without the fiscal responsibility that the current Bush administration, regardless of how he tries to shake up his cabinet, without any fiscal responsibility, there's not gonna be any money for social security or health care. Or, you know, they say they're gonna try tort reform, but it's not really gonna do anything.
What about Colonel Zagnut's proposal that we expand the budget of the military?
Well, I think this is one of the more logical steps that should be made, and I believe it will be made under this great president who's just won a clear majority.
Than 3% majority.
I have no idea
how that becomes a mandate. When we're talking about freedom, we're going
to
be expanding terrorism if we talk about freedom
that
in that way. We're not going to be talking about anything else. Now, Colonel Zagnutz, let me ask this to you directly.
Okay.
Do you feel more free now than in 1969, April 2nd, to be exact?
I'll tell you, sir, if you just let me finish here and stop interrupting. And, of course, you're interrupting yourself, which is a strange thing in itself. But I would say that I feel more free than anyone has ever felt on this planet since the, you know, people were first dropped here by God 2,000 or 4,000 years ago, whenever that is. And I'll tell you something else, that this president knows more about freedom than any president we've ever had. Because he knows that to make freedom, you need to enslave millions of people. And that's the way to achieve freedom. You see that?
Colonel,
see what I'm saying?
Colonel Zagnutz, I know that we don't always agree on many issues.
I don't think we agree on anything.
But I want to compliment you for your thoughtful and well-phrased statements. But I just want
to
ask,
if you feel
free out of anyone that's ever been on Earth, what about Tarzan?
I don't recognize Tarzan. That's one of those hedonist gorilla people on the movies. And I don't watch movies because they're sinful. And they're against God and the teachings of the Bible, sir.
Let's go a little bit further on this Tarzan freedom parallel that Buzz brought up. Tarzan represents a half-man, half-beast in the wilderness, to his own devices, but even Tarzan needs his community. Even Tarzan needs to have his chimp, his Jane, his community of animals that he too can connect with and move forward into the great, big, beautiful tomorrow that we are all searching for each and every day. So freedom is about community. Freedom is not about ripping to shreds your moral beliefs, which I could do because I do want to do that, but I won't because I respect you.
I'm sorry. There you go again. You always do that. You always make the big talk with the big flowery words that doesn't actually say anything. I'm sorry to point my finger at you, but we're all skipping the main issue. Where is Osama bin Laden?
No one cares because we found Saddam Hussein. So does it really matter within the Bush's eyes that they could lock up their former business partner instead of not finding their other former business partner? Doesn't anyone find any irony within that all? Or am I the only person? Or should we just go back? Okay, freedom, yes. Freedom is given by God. Oh, my God. It's so much easier now. Everything is so easy. Oh, George W. Bush, he's great. I'm sorry.
I think you just contradicted yourself there, soldier. Yes?
Colonel Zagnutz, do you believe that the Taliban believes in freedom?
No, sir, I do not. I do not think they even have a word in Islama language or whatever that language
I
is
think
they
it's
use.
Talibanese.
Well, they don't even have a word for freedom, is my understanding. And in America, freedom is our primary word usage. It's one of the most commonly used words in American politics, even though it is not necessarily agreed with. Because, you know, of course, freedom is a matter of what is practical at the time. And at the present time, freedom is not very practical for us because we must engage an enemy who does not respect freedom. Therefore, we must give up a good part of our freedom in order for us to defeat them, and then we can be free again at some future date. Thank you.
if we listen to Colonel Zagnuts any longer,
I hope you are.
We're going to get into bipartisan hackery, which is then going to end up linking freedom to Al-Qaeda, which is then going to just make me sigh loudly because there's no way in the world that I want to listen to Colonel Zagnut talk about freedom. Since if you go back into his military record, you'll understand that he, too...
I have an exemplary military record, sir.
Except for the time that you were investigated. No. Can you talk a little bit about the investigation?
Okay. Well,
because I really think I don't want to, sir. It'll really shape...
I'm sorry. I think that that is a low blow. And, Johnny, I know that we've agreed on issues in the past, but I just can't do it this time.
I have to agree. I think that Colonel Zagnut's military record speaks for itself. He's a decorated war hero.
Multi-decorations.
But at the same time,
multiple
he is, let's face facts, he is a right-wing, radical, born-again Christian.
No, I would say that is not true. I am a born-to-the-bred American. And I believe I am everything that America stands for right now in this election. I am for religion in government. I'm for military spending over any of that socialist...
How can you be so sure that America stands for those things that you speak of?
Because it says so on my dollar bill that I got in my pocket right here, son. It says, God we trust. And in our Pledge of Allegiance, it mentions God. And in all of our public libraries and schools and everything else, it says, God will protect us. God. It's all over the place, damn it. Oops, excuse me, I swore there.
One of the things that I want to do is compliment you on your convictions, even though I really can't understand any of them. But the question, Mr. Military Man, that I want to ask... is where are the weapons of mass destruction that you were looking for within Iraq? Tell me that.
You are a pedophile and a crackhead, and I am not listening to you anymore.
Oh, Colonel Zagnut, that is a cheap shot. Come on. Have you no sense of decency, sir?
This is not the time or place for those kind of comments.
Well, that's not what he said to my son last night.
First of all, there is no proof to any of this. And these rumors have started because Johnny Montana's fame and fortune is growing beyond anyone's belief. And Johnny Montana's views are outside of your views, your narrow-minded Christian fundamentalist.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last statement? What was the last statement?
Look in a mirror and you will see the horror that you are...
That's not what you said before, sir.
It doesn't matter because Johnny Montana does not have to repeat himself because Johnny Montana...
is an egomaniac.
Is not an egomaniac, but Johnny Montana is...
and a lesbian.
Johnny Montana.
You are an egomaniac and a lesbian, sir. And I will not talk to you anymore.
You know...
this evening.
The American people want pundits like us.